With that, how about we hop on the best vehicle and the most safe vehicle in all the land, the Safe Bound Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
Safe Bound Get Around. You know you're safe with Safe Bound. KCAT, where are we going first?
Next stop.
First up on the Safe Bound Get Around, Patty Fuentes. Tennis star Coco Gauff, of course you know her from Delray Beach, was chosen as the Olympic opening ceremony flag bearer for Team USA, but she is out of the women's singles competition after losing in the third round.
I would bargain to say, I know she wouldn't admit it now, but like 10 years from now, she would still say a successful Olympic run because she was the first tennis player to ever be a flag bearer. And she did it alongside LeBron James, but Uncle Steve, what do you think? Is this successful for her still, even though she got bounced early in a very controversial way?
I mean, if you're going to play in the Olympics, I think you're going to win. Like, if you're her, you don't need the Olympics. Like, you want to win. I think you look back and say, oh, little even extra egg on my face. Like, I was so – like, we might have not even remembered that Coco Gauff was in or got bounced in the Olympics if she wasn't the torchbearer. I think it makes it worse.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Cousin Drew, do you have anything on that? Coco in the tennis side of things? Have you ever dreamt of being a flag bearer for the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, that is just one thing that I bet every single player dreams of.
Come on.
Definitely something he may not get to do again. But honestly, I could say I disagree with Uncle Steve. I think definitely this is a right step in the direction, because it just shows that it isn't always a huge sport that you always think of that can give you that, like, get flagged there. I think, honestly, you know, you could see that she was a little tearful, she was arguing a lot.
Yeah.
You know that she really wanted it.
That's what you want out of your competitors, the top athletes in the world. What's next?
Next stop?
Next stop on the Safe Bound Get Around, Chicago, Illinois. Mm. The Bears announced Tyson Bagent will start the Hall of Fame game Thursday night against the Texans, not number one overall pick Caleb Williams.
The Bears are sitting all their starters, and we were so antsy to see Caleb Williams finally sling the ball around. I'm heavily disappointed. I think I might boycott the Hall of Fame game because, again, just as one of those people that were excited to see what it would look like in the Windy City for him and all those weapons, I got to wait another week. Uncle Steve, should I be this dejected? Help level me out here, man.
No, the only people that are more sad than people who, like, care about exhibition football are people who bet on exhibition football. So that's where I want to just know where you are in that.
You're
disturbing me. I might have to talk to your beautiful other half.
Yes, I have not placed any wagers on preseason football, but I was looking for – I mean, he's the number one pick in the draft, and he has, like, 18 Hall of Fame weapons around him. I want to see him throw the ball around a little bit. Now I got to wait on it. I'm sad. What's the next stop? Baseball,
next
right?
Next stop?
Next stop on the Safe Bound Get Around. We're going to the baseball diamond, Southside, Chicago.
Here.
Down the road, White Sox pitcher Garrett Crochet, his team is threatening to not pitch in the playoffs if the White Sox trade away him to another team. Unless that team, who trades for Crochet, signs him to a long-term extension.
He's looking for the financial security, and he's leveraging his right to not play as a way to lock that up. It feels cowardly to say he won't pitch in the postseason, but I got to be a guy that stands by my word. When a player chases the bag, tries to look after some generational wealth for their family, I support them. So go get your money, and hopefully the White Sox do trade him, because, man, like, how many games can they lose? Like, Uncle Steve, is there a record? Like, is there a limit to how many games a team can lose before they get, like, put into AAA?
They may get there, but if they trade him, they're going to get closer to it. But I'm actually fascinated by this. I've always wondered, why don't players do this more? Like, you know, it's very disrupting to be a rental player for a couple of months and kind of the pressure of not knowing what your future is going to be. You know, you have free agency pending. You're trying to give it all for this team for the chance to win and all of your suitors. I think it's, like, really fascinating. I don't know how to have the guts to do it, But I want to see how this plays out. And I think he's saying, hey, if you're willing to trade for me, then, like, you probably, I'm young.
Yeah.
I got a lot of innings to pitch. Make me part of your future. I want someone that wants to be part of their future. I actually love it. And it's, I'm surprised it's not done more often.
That's right. Commit to me. Put a ring on it.